You're listening to a Discovery Vitality podcast. Our expert guests help you manage your fitness, health, and mental well-being.
Hi, I'm Terry Harris, the dietitian in the Vitality Wellness team. I'd like to chat to you today about ways to support your immune system, because this is relevant not only because of the COVID pandemic, but we're also approaching winter, which is a time for more colds and flu. Now, diet aside, the most important behavior is to wash your hands often and for 20 seconds. Now, good nutrition is required for all the cells in your body, including your immune system. And a healthy diet is one of the most important factors to strengthen your immune system. But it's not the only factor that can influence your immune system. And it's also important to exercise often, to get enough and good quality sleep, to manage your stress, avoid smoking, and also moderate your alcohol intake and maintain a healthy weight. Now, there are three ways to support your immune system through your diet. And number one is variety, because as there are many different nutrients involved, the best strategy for a healthy immune system is to have a variety of foods each day, because each food contains specific nutrients which together will help with your immune system. Number two is colorful fruit and veg. There's so much evidence showing that it's antioxidants that support your immune system. And you can ensure to get enough antioxidants if you have a wide variety of colorful veg and fruit every day. Number three is the bacteria in your intestines, which is also known as your gut microbiome. There are trillions of bacteria that live in your gut, and they play a really important role in your body's immune system. So ways to support your gut microbiome is eat fermented foods like yogurt. Also include foods such as plant foods, because these have fiber which support and help the probiotics grow. They're called prebiotics. So they're found in whole grains, veggies and fruit, nuts and seeds, as well as your beans, lentils and chickpeas. And then the last way to really support your gut microbiome is to hold off and be careful with all the highly processed foods, because by avoiding very refined, high sugar, high salt foods, you can also help support the immune system. Now, there are just a few other points to mention when we're considering your diet and immunity. Don't forget about protein, because protein helps with the immune system, and healthy, good sources of protein are skinless chicken, fish, and seafood, eggs, as well as your beans and lentils. And make sure you're getting enough vitamin D, especially in the winter months, because we cover up a lot because the temperatures drop and we tend to spend more time indoors. So our bodies actually produce vitamin D when we expose our skin to sunlight. So you can increase your vitamin D by firstly eating oily fish and eggs, but also try to spend some time outside every day. And the supplement may be necessary, but please discuss it with your doctor first. Another important aspect to mention is supplementation. Now, it's not a good idea to have a single supplement of any vitamin or mineral. Vitamin C is a hugely popular one in winter, but if you are going to supplement, firstly, chat to your doctor about this before, and then ensure you take a multivitamin, multimineral, because that way you can maintain the overall balance of these micronutrients. And there are so many supplements and herbal preparations on the market that supposedly and claim to boost your immune system, but there's no evidence that they can improve your immune system. So it's much better to rather stick to a healthy diet instead of spending money on supplements and herbal preparations. Now let's recap the five steps to healthy immunity through your diet. The first, eat a healthy diet. And what we mean by this is focus on whole grains, colorful veggies and fruit, beans, lentils, and chickpeas, as well as your nuts and seeds. Now, avoid unhealthy foods, which are highly processed, high in sugar and salt, like your chips, biscuits, chocolates, and sweets. Eat yogurt. Spend time outside in the sun every day. And discuss taking a supplement before you buy one with your doctor, and make sure you avoid those single vitamin and mineral supplements. Now, please let me know if you'd like to have access to these references that we've used for this podcast, because we ensure that all the information we share with you can be trusted and is practical. Please stay home, eat well, stay rewarded.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery Vitality. Stay healthy, stay rewarded. Visit the Discovery Vitality website for more.